Jesus is making a machine.
Do you know what time it is in the UK? This is 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't give a cunt's fuck. You don't phone me at this time of the morning.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid calling. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Get my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
All right, everybody, good evening. Thank you for hanging in there, and thank you for tuning in tonight. This is the Madhouse Radio Show. Madhouse Radio, congratulations, you are here. I'm excited to be here. I'm in a good mood. I have positive mental attitude. With me here tonight, as usual, is Milkman. Yay, Milkman. Yay, Milkman. Milkman here. Yay. Great. Okay, well, I'm here, at least. I'm here on time. Milkman, yeah. Hey, man.
What's up, my man?
What's up, man? Hang on. I forgot to connect my microphone. That's why you can't.
Why you sound so far away, dude?
Shut up.
Are you in the toilet right now?
Shut up about it. God.
Well, quit pooping on the air, man. Damn. Poopy.
Shut up about it.
Are we on the air yet?
Yes, we're on the air, yes.
Well, don't tell anybody you're in the toilet then, man. Damn.
Damn you. Shut up about it. So what? I messed up. Right. I forgot to connect the cable. Yeah. So what?
Yeah, man.
So what?
All right, chief.
Hi, Milkman. Yay, Milkman.
Yay. Hello.
Milkman, we are live, okay? And we're going to start
alive?
The show.
Alive? After we're, 87 years?
Yeah, we are alive.
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with this?
I want you to be quiet, Milkman.
All right, damn it. I'm ready for some games now.
You're not playing games because you never do.
I am ready for some fucking games now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm looking at Request a Prank here to see what requests have come in the last week and a half since we did a show. You can send your Request a Prank over at the main website, madhouselive.com. If you go over there, madhouselive.com, as I said, there is a Request a Prank link at the top of the page. Use that to submit your requests for shows. We have a small list of rules there that we ask that you try to stick to as much as possible. Just to make things easier on us and to keep things...
Y'all, I could pull our damn finger.
Yeah, to keep things as non-shady as possible. I appreciate it. RBCP has sent in some numbers. And we'll be getting to those soon. We also have numbers here from your favorite Milkman, Big Ken.
All right.
He says, a man wants to share a guy's living room with two other guys for $500 a month. $500 a month to share a living room with two other guys, Milkman. Seriously? Where is this at? Where are you living where you have to... is this in Key West? I don't understand.
Dolores Park.
Maybe it's Key West. Maybe.
Oh,
you know.
Or the Florida number.
I don't know. No, it doesn't. It's not a Key West. It's not a 386.
Oh.
It's not. It is not.
Fuck, I don't know, dude.
That's a lot of money.
Scary.
That's a lot of money. One living room, $500, and there's two other dudes
sharing one bed, dude.
Yeah. Do you think they're Indians? They're probably Africans, right? Africans do that shit.
Mexicans.
Yeah. Mexicans, not so much. Well, maybe. I don't know.
They used to, but I remembered them.
Well, you know, I think the Mexicans have moved up. You know what? I'll tell you what. When I worked at a grocery store, I was a cashier for a while. Then I went to the liquor store, but I had to be a cashier for a while. And there was this Mexican family that would come every, like, Friday afternoon at the same time. They came in.
What the fuck did they want?
Well, there was. It wasn't just a family. It was that. It was the male members of five families who I'm guessing lived together in the same house. It was really. It was interesting because what happened? They came in like these. Like in these two vans, and the wives were in the van, I remember, and they kind of just told their husbands, this is what you need to get, and they sent them in, and they would fill up like four or five grocery carts, but dude, it was all like bags, maybe like five or six bags of jalapenos every time. And then, like,
holy shit.
And the flour tortillas that you buy in the frozen, in the, like, in the, like, over where the cheese is, you know what I mean? They all, those right there, those, authentic flour tortillas, they would fill up, like, you know, the top part of a grocery cart where you can stick the baby to sit down with his legs hanging out? That was, like, one of those completely full with just the flour tortilla packs. Refrigerated ones. I mean,
jeez. If you, they make them fresh here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but in Florida, it's different. But if you can imagine, that was five families. Can you imagine how many kids they had also? You know? They would get a lot of cheese. They would get a lot of chicken. It was like maybe 10 different basic things, but massive amounts of it once a week. I don't know what was going on.
It was really big back in St. Croix, man. Like Puerto Rican people and stuff, man. There's like tons of chicken, dude. That was like one of the mainstays, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Mexicans, man. Tacos. Man, I bet you get some good tacos in San Francisco, huh? Big guy?
I haven't had too many tacos up here, dude. I've not had much Mexican food up here. Like LA, it's bomb, man. Up here, it's, you know, like I said, it's a different demographic. You know, you just don't, you got to go look for it.
You're probably getting some good stuff. You got to look around there, milkman. You know,
you got to go look for it. Yeah, and honestly, I haven't went out but once or twice. You know, when I was working, in the plant, they sent out for us pretty damn good shit.
Hey, there's a good place you can go to. I know of that I've been to in San Diego.
Hogshead Bar.
No, I haven't been there yet, but I've been told about it that it's really good. I want you to go down to Castro Street. And there's a place called the Taco Hole, the cornhole taco stand.
Yeah.
Look for the cornhole. Yeah, or ask, great, if you can ask anyone on that. It's called Castro Street in San Francisco. And anyone you see walking around, you just say, excuse me, sir, do you know where the cornhole is? And they'll tell you where to go. Everyone knows about it, man.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll do that, man.
All right. And let me know. How you like the cornhole?
All right, cool.
It's a specialty, a Mexican specialty. They're called cornholes. They're like donut holes, but they're made with cornmeal and they're fried.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah!
Wow! Man.
Yeah, you can get your cornhole stuffed with meat.
Oh wow! Cornholio. Oh shit!
You can get some beef in your cornhole if you want. Stuff it with beef. You can stuff it with chicken. With
then you're pulling fun, baby.
With rooster.
You can take the tea bag too.
Yeah.
You like tea bags.
You can have it stuffed with shrimp also if you're into that.
Exactly. Get your shrimp stuffed.
Shrimp. Stuff your cornhole with shrimp. Okay, anyway, Oregon City, Greek food. A woman answered
Oregon.
Here. Oregon.
Oregon
City. Cypress.
What kind of Oregon?
Cypress, Oregon. Sexual Oregon.
What kind of organ you playing with there, Buck?
A sexual organ, man.
Oh, hell, man. That don't sound good. It's not very musical.
Sexual organs. We had a whole show themed around that, if you remember.
Genetic defects.
Look, man, you never listen to the podcast, do you? You just kind of show up for the show, right?
That's it. I don't listen to the shit we've already done usually. Classics, yeah, but nah. In general, no.
Why not?
I just make up new shit every time I come out.
You don't like it?
Like what?
You don't like listening to what we've done? You don't think it's...
it's good stuff. I don't have the time because most of it I remember.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Who is this?
Thank you.
Hey, honey.
Thank you for calling. This is Donna. How may I help you?
Oh, okay. Hey, Milkman, you heard who it is? Hey, can you tell him again who you are?
Belle with Cypress.
Okay. Thank you, honey. So how are you doing, honey, baby? I wanted to make an order.
Hello?
Yeah, I wanted to make an order, honey, baby.
Oh, what would you like to enjoy?
All right, I would like to enjoy. Do you have cornholes there?
The what?
Cornhole. Any cornhole? Cornholes. Do you have cornholes?
No.
No? Okay. Do you have baklava?
I do have baklava.
And malacca?
No.
Oh, there's no malacca there at all.
No, no malacca.
No, malacca.
No malacca. Malacca. Sorry.
Are you Greek or are you not?
We are not Greek. We are Mediterranean, Indian, and Lebanese fusion cuisine.
Ugh, that's disgusting. Those are disgusting people. So the people who make the food, are they ethnic? What's the cook? Is he Turkish or something?
We have gotten all of our recipes are from Lebanese.
So there's Lebanese men cooking the food back there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can they wear gloves? Because I don't want those nasty race of people touching my food.
Who is this?
This is Eddie.
Who?
Eddie. My name's Eddie. I had an order.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't want any... Do you have any Americans that can touch the food?
Sorry. No.
No? So what if... Can you supply them with gloves then? I will bring in some latex gloves.
Okay.
Or non-latex if they have a latex allergy. So it's going to be... So it's dirty people making dirty people food. I got it. Okay, I understand.
Okay.
All right, honey.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. There you go, milkman. Dirty people doing dirty food. Dirty Lebanese. Ugh. And that one goes out. That one goes out to MPSA Corporate.
Islands are.
What? What now? What?
It's sticking out, man. You know where the Malacca Islands are, right?
Malacca Islands.
Spice Islands, dude. They're down in the Indian Ocean.
Oh, right. Yeah, by Canary Island.
Yeah, but this is in the Indian Ocean.
And Dildo in Newfoundland. Dildorf.
Over by Dildorf, man. That's right next to Wankershire.
Dildorf. Dildorf Islands. Okay. Cool, man. Lots of losers here, anyway. He sent in that last number, and he sent in some more.
What a man.
Big Myra Mains is saying she can't chat. Why can't you chat, woman? What's the problem with the chat? Did we max out again? On seats? Fuck, I forgot to upgrade that, so I think we're tapped out on the number of chatters. Well, I don't know what to tell you, my remains. Let me see if I can kick some...
You guys are going
to
get kicked. I'm going to clear everybody out of the room and then try and rejoin there.
No.
Okay, all right, go ahead, Myra.
That's not fair for everybody, because there's people
in
there.
I just kicked everybody out so she could get in. Now I'm trying to help a listener.
Well, listen, this is this goes out to all the ops and mods in the chat room. We'll be extra vigilant and be happy to kick people out for being stupid. But not like Nunu. Nunu pisses me and Milkman off, especially. Because Nunu starts kicking people as a joke. It's like he's running around like with a fairy pixie dust wand, and he bings it on people to kick them out of the room. He's like, hello!
Hey.
I'm the fairy kicking queen. Don't talk about
the queen mother.
If you talk about the UK, if you say UK is stupid, he'll kick you repeatedly for a whole night. And it's just fucking get over it, man. Stupid. I'll kick
you. Gotta be a particular brand of whiny.
And what's up with Nunu anyway? Seriously.
I don't know, have you talked to him lately, man?
Last week was the 8 years that we've been doing this show. We didn't celebrate the anniversary at all. We didn't do anything. But that was last week, 8 years. And in 8 years, this guy, he's never talked to us, never sent a picture. We don't know how old he fucking is.
He's got Tourette syndrome for sure, and he will not speak. The best that he claims he's done is, like, laugh.
Yeah.
I kind of think that was pre-recorded canned laugh. I don't think that you actually ever even heard his laughter eat or the announcement. But
yeah,
you know, he'll get past the speech impediment. I mean, hey, you know, Katie K and other people's done. I mean, you know, no reason that he can't come out.
Yeah. Anyway, well, yeah, my remain saying, you know, fuck everybody else. Kick them all out. You know, we can't do that.
Yeah, chat, man. Oh, well, shit.
We can't do that, Myra. We can't. You just got to be vigilant. I don't know what to do, honey baby. I can't just kick someone for no reason because they waited their turn on the... Why are you late? My remains. You have to be on time. I was late. There's no excuse. If you're just trying to get in the chat room now, you're like a half hour late, motherfucker, because I started 20 minutes late. What's going on with these people, Milkman, you know?
What the hell? Are you on port cruising time or what, man?
What do you guys so important? What were you doing? Huh?
Caribbean time, bitch.
Are you watching reruns of Friends again? What were you watching?
That's right, man. We should have an hour and a half after we should have been there. Yeah. Reruns of Friends. No, dude.
Women be watching Friends all the time.
Yeah,
man.
Good times. No, reruns of good times, dude.
Good times. Good times. Speaking of which, let's do another prank call. Ninu says kick all the horses. No, man. Don't kick the horses.
Ninu, kick yourself in the head and cry and leave the horses alone, man.
Horses are the guests. The people who haven't said a name for themselves are just chilling as a horse. Right now.
Right.
You know?
They're completely committed to the homosexual lifestyle, and they decided they're not going to claim a name, they're going to come out with a horse. Anytime you see one in there, you can be sure that they don't want you to know that they're homosexual, right? They're just going to come out in the generic form as a horse.
In the closet. If you're one of those horses with a number, man, you know, let us know who you are. Introduce yourself right now.
Get a name, man. Exactly.
Yeah.
Make something up. New status besides homosexual horse.
It doesn't have to be your real name. You can be like Snoop Doggy Yo or something like that,
well,
you know, if you want.
That would be better than a horse's ass, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know. You don't have to be.
Yeah, man. You can't be a horse's asshole.
Yeah, it's not, you know, we're cool. No one else can see your IP address.
All right,
let's call a different. That last place was reported as Greek, Lonesome Loser, but that wasn't Greek. That was Lebanese. What's happening?
What the hell is it? Greek combo fusion, Indian, Chinese, you know, American, Australian.
Yeah, I think he confused Cyprus with Cyprus. Because the cypress tree is the cypress tree is really popular there in Lebanon. They love that spice cypress tree, don't they? It's on the flag and shit. What's that about?
Cypress makes a good guitar.
Oh yeah, man! It smells good. It breaks really good on stage. Jimi Hendrix preferred cypress guitars when he broke them on stage.
Yeah, man. Sounds great, man.
When you break it on a stage, it's got the warm, rich sound, and they don't break at the neck.
Thank you for calling Selwood.
Hey, how you doing there, big guy? Are you Lebanese? Please tell me you're Lebanese.
No, we're Greek. We're a Greek restaurant.
Oh, that's disgusting people, huh? Yeah, so is it, what race are the people that are making the food when I make my order?
Right. Wow, we lost the connection there rather abruptly.
Yeah. Hey, you know what sucks, Milkman? You ever see when someone goes to break a guitar on stage or over somebody, and it breaks at the neck of the guitar instead of breaking the actual... Hey, how are you, honey?
Hi.
Is this authentic Greek?
Yes.
Oh, that's delicious. I love that. And I love those people.
Huh?
I love those people.
What people?
The Greek people. I love Greek people. It's delicious. Delicious food.
Yeah, you love those people?
Huh? I want to make an order.
What kind of order you like?
Let's see here. Do you have any gyros?
No, what?
Do you have any gyros?
No, you don't, sir.
Do you have moussaka?
Yes, you do.
Okay. We'll have two orders of moussaka.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any spanakopita?
So you have two moussaka to go? Yes,
uh-huh.
Sir.
Two spanakopita?
Okay. One second. You have a spinach, mate? You have a spinach?
Spanakopita.
Spanakopotica.
So you wanted two moussakas?
Uh-huh, yeah.
This is your final right there.
Is this to go through or here?
To go. I come and get it. I pay. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you have to come here and do it, and because, you know, it's not going to take too long to do it.
Oh, come on.
I can prep the food.
It's my break from work. I have a dinner break. I got work nights. Come on, please. I don't work.
No, sir. I have it ready for you when you come here, okay?
I only get 20 minutes for break for dinner, and I'm diabetic, and my sugar could go down. Please, no. I have to work until 5 in the morning. Come on. Please. Please.
I can't do it. You're not going to be here, sir.
Please. All right. Do you have Malacca?
Hello?
Do you have Malacca?
Okay, one second.
Oh, shit.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Damn it.
Okay, well, you're here. Your foot is ready.
Okay, what about Malacca? She would not. Because I was going to do the whole thing where I order the food and call back and tell them I don't like it.
Yeah.
Because they were making a big deal about making...
Your head of food is ready.
They were making a big deal about making the spinach pie, so... Oh, man.
Your head of food is ready.
All right. Moving right along, as Milkman likes to say, we'll do another one here. Let's see what it's going to be. Anthony's Restaurant and Diner. Okay. She could have fired that up, man. That's real messed up. And moussaka is, it's a Greek lasagna, first of all. It has to be made already, so if she had it ready to go... It wasn't like they had to cook it and stuff.
What is it?
Moussaka? It's like a Greek version of lasagna. It's a Greek take on it, yeah. And it tastes really good, dude.
Make with eggplant or something?
Well, there's an eggplant version. It's called something else. But moussaka is... it uses a few different spices, I believe. What the fuck are you... What are you doing, man? Are you eating?
No, hell no.
What are you eating?
Nothing.
What are you eating? Come on, I'm hungry. What are you eating? Tell me.
Celery.
Oh, so you picked the loudest fucking vegetable to eat with your microphone not muted while we're doing a show. Seriously? Really?
No.
Really, Milkman?
No. I'm serious. I'm not, man.
God damn it. I don't... Sometimes, man. Sometimes. I'm telling you, man.
What? I cannot... Hello?
Hey, listen. I called earlier and I was ordering moussaka and spanakopita. All right?
Uh-huh.
Now, the woman said that I have to be there, but look, please. I only get 20 minutes for my dinner break. I have to work till 5 in the morning and I'm diabetic and my sugar could get low. And I only get 20 minutes and I'm kind of far away. So I just, you know. If you can, don't do spanakopita, because I know moussaka, you have to, if you're ready to make moussaka, it's been ready all day, or for a while now. When is, you have moussaka ready then? What's the big problem here? Huh?
That's the owner that you're talking to. That's how she runs her business, sir.
Well,
where are you at in Akita?
No.
How far are you away?
I'm telling you these things. What? I'm pretty far away with my car. I can't really go too fast and everything because I'm blind in one eye. You know, I'm not going to be driving over the speed limit to get down to your place. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I only get 20 minutes and it takes me 5 minutes alone to get down to the car from where I work. You know, to get to the garage, it takes me a good 5 minutes to walk all the way down and then go up again and unlock my car. And
all right, hang on a second, okay?
Come on.
It's like...
She said you have to come and pay for it because it only takes a couple minutes to make a moussaka.
Yeah, well, the moussaka, that's, I need it like ready in the bag. I can't wait. Please. I can't wait.
That's the owner. That's what she said, sir. That's all I can do.
Put her on the phone. I order you to put her on the phone. I command you.
She's busy.
No, I wait.
Are you going to have to, she'll have to call you back then?
No. Well, why? So you could take more orders on the phone?
We don't take orders on the phone usually. This is not a go place.
Then why can't I wait? Then why you need the phone?
Because in case another phone call comes in, sir.
Well, so they can. Okay. It's not important.
Well, I have to hang up now. I have to get back online.
If you don't take orders, then what's the problem?
Okay. She said, come get it. It'll be ready right when you get here. Come get it.
What's the total?
It'll be ready when you get here. The total will be here. That's the other department. I'm just a cook, bro.
What's the total? Ring it up. I need to know how much it is.
Sorry, I can't spend more time talking to you, sir. If you want to order, come in. We'll make it for you in a couple minutes, and you'll be out the door.
Asshole.
Have a good day.
Asshole, everybody. Asshole.
Well, that dildo didn't unload in fucking,
what the fuck,
day is? Old malacca.
Fucking dildo. That's what he is. Okay. Well, let's continue right
now. I got a sick jack. No.
Yeah, milkman. Yeah, milkman. Yeah.
Bring back old Jack Masterson for one of these, man. A
little bit of that Jack Masterson, goddammit. Okay, in the meantime, here's the number that I had mentioned before, which was Anthony's Restaurant Hash Diner. That's Hash Diner, dude. You know what I mean? It's a hash diner. I thought they only had those like.
Yeah, that, man, that's.
They got those in California. They got those in California.
BK is the shit right now.
Can you get hash over there in California in the dispensaries or no?
I believe. Yeah. BBK. That's what it says. BBK, baby.
Thank you for calling. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hey, what's up, Big Vicky? How you doing, honey?
Not a lot. How are you?
Damn. I'm all right. You know, I'm hungry.
All right. What would you like to eat?
Do you have pasta dishes?
I'm sorry. What was that?
Do you have pasta dishes at all?
Oh, absolutely.
I like an aglio e olio.
I have no idea what that would be.
It's just the noodles, whatever pasta we agree on. And it's just olive oil and garlic.
And barley?
Garlic. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we make deer back there. Okay, so whatever pasta you decide, and garlic, and olive oil.
Yeah, and then I also have a different oil that I got. It's called, what is it called, Milkman? BBK. It's a special oil, but it has to be heated up to work, you know? And you can put it in food. And I was online, and they have this recipe, and you can make this pasta dish, you know? It's just, and then you add the oil that I'm going to give you. Give it to the cook and have him add this special oil to it.
Oh, well, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
BBK, man, shit rocks. Blackberry Kush,
all right.
There you go. Can you hear it?
You're vibrating.
BBK cooking, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, like. I don't really know if we do that, to be honest.
Oh, I see. I get this at the dispensary, basically, and you just gotta put probably about how much you think, Milkman, like 5 drops, maybe. I don't know how it works.
Oh, just a few dabs.
A few dabs of the oil towards the end, so it doesn't get burned. You know?
Yeah, we can't really have anything brought from outside the restaurant in to add in the kitchen, health reasons.
It's special. It's for special occasion. I'm getting married. Come on.
I'm glad you're getting married, but we still, like, for health laws, we can't have somebody bring something in and then add it into our kitchen.
It's hash oil, you know?
Let me let you talk to your manager.
All right.
maybe he's down with it.
Yeah.
Vape that shit right out, man.
25 dollars for a gram? That's what you're paying for that?
What? Spin on BBK?
BBK Ultra.
About 35, about 35 maybe.
Oh, well, this place has 25. I mean, look, dude, OG hash. Lavender Rex, sour lemon.
No, I'm talking
Kush.
Super melt. I'm not talking
sour diesel.
Super melt, dude.
Shout
super
out.
Melt is the
sour.
There is, man.
Sour diesel, purple candy.
Yeah, they had some of that.
Green crack hash.
No, not that. I haven't seen any of that.
Can of gold honey bud.
Oh yeah, I've seen plenty of that.
Yeah, Hawaiian Kona Kush.
No, I haven't seen that.
Dude, they got edibles here. Look, caramel corn, chocolate chip cookies, peanut butter cookie. Wow.
BK, and I'll tell you, grape ape is really nice to me on that. It just paralyzes you.
They got a throat care elixir? No shit. What about the lollipops? Have you tried those yet?
Not the lollipops. Now I've had the cookies. I've had the Red Krispies. I've had the candy, kind of like caramel and shit like that.
Yeah.
Then I've had fudge. I've had chocolate.
Yeah. I've heard of people going to concerts and or like going on.
How about you can take it to go and put whatever you want on it at home.
But it has to be cooked on it, man. Come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we can't do that.
I've got marijuana lollipops. I'll share them with everybody.
Yeah, I'm happy that you're getting married, but it still doesn't change the law.
That's the code. Getting married means I got. I'm holding weight. Look, listen, what you do, I take this oil, man, and I have a lollipop recipe, and I make lollipops
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, and
get,
I don't want
really,
to know quite honestly.
You can eat a lollipop and get stoned, man, and they're like...
Yeah, well, have a good time.
I do it at the airport. Anyway, I heard of...
What's wrong with that guy? Did you hear that guy, man?
What?
Something wrong with him.
He didn't. So, dude, you get the lollipops, man. I would be eating those lollipops. That's what her Seth Rogen does. He says that when he goes to, like, he went to the Oscars and he had, like, one of those, he had two of those lollipops while he was there. They got really baked and he had to leave. He couldn't stay for the whole thing because he was so paranoid and freaking out.
It's like chocolate one, dude. It's like super concentrated, dude. It's like had like, I forget, it had like 3 or 4 grams of like good ash in it. Oh, fuck, man, that was good. I had one of those when I went to the concert. And, but it's different, you know, it's different than smoking it or vaping it. You know, it's a different buzz.
Wow. They got capsules, lotions, bath salt. They got bath salt.
All kinds of topical, everything. Yeah, man, you know, oils you can put on your hair, everything.
Canacare salve, Doc Green's unscented lotion. Okay.
You say you can rub it on your joints and stuff for, like, you know, certain kinds of pain, I guess. I don't know. I've never fucked with it.
That's crazy, man. Wow.
Well, I guess if they're making it and people are buying it, obviously, it must have something. It must be working, or they wouldn't be selling it, you know. I mean, it wouldn't be on the menu week after week after week, so.
Very cool.
I smelled some of it, dude. Actually, just I had made some, dude. I checked it out when I first went over, when I first started working over there. And it smelled really nice, dude. Okay. If they wouldn't have told me that it was in there, I would have never known it.
Okay. Okay. Let me play a little bit here while I organize a phone number I'm possibly going to call. I don't know what to play here. You have any idea, Milkman?
White horse.
No, I'm not going to play music. I have to play a prank call, you know?
Oh, you got to play a call.
Hey,
oh, shit.
Yeah. Anyway.
But, play it on Tico, man.
I don't know. Here's KDK on a rant. Let's play that.
Oh, God.
How can you support Carlito and not be anti-gay?
Well, that's pretty...
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding because I really, really, really don't give a shit what Carlito thinks of me. Even though I realize he's been stalking me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, he seems to show up and he's been stalking me. And he really apparently pains over the fact that I don't like him. And I don't know what to say or do because I really do like Carlito as a human being, but I just don't like his beliefs. I just don't think, I don't like him for the way he doesn't stand up against people who make anti-gay comments on his show. I just see him as cowardly and insignificant. He's a fucking pussy. He never fights with anybody. He puts other people up to fight with him. Because he's a fucking pussy. Hey. Hey. Hey, welcome to All Pussy Radio. This is Carlito.
Well, he's not going to be doing radio.
Yeah, really. I thought he retired already like a year ago. And he's still fucking going. Yeah, once he gets married, then his life is over. I'm sorry, Carlito, and I know you know I hate you, but still, I'll offer you the advice of saying, don't ever get married.
Huh?
Yes, hello. How are you, young man?
Huh?
I'm with National Maintenance, and I'm going to be coming and replacing your windows.
Your audio's real bad. I can't understand you.
I'm coming in to replace your window. Hello? He don't want to talk to us, Smokeman.
What the hell's wrong? I think the devil's in your house. Be careful, devil. Watch out.
What?
Devil made him do it.
Hello?
Yeah, hey!
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Your audio is super bad. What's wrong?
How are you doing there, young man? It's good to talk to you.
Who?
It's good to talk to you.
Is somebody using a really bad harmonizer?
Yeah, this is my harmonizer 2000.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
You called my wife. You called my wife about a month ago, you pervert.
Please do not ever call me again.
You are a pervert.
If you call me again, it's harassment.
Oh, man. What if I perform a hate crime? What if I masturbate in front of you? Oh. Harassment, everybody.
Harassment.
Ever.
Milkman.
Look at that rant, dude. That is fucking ridiculous, dude. I don't know if I ever heard this. Who was that, Ted and him on a show or something?
That was his show when Ted was talking to him.
Well, I thought it was him and Ted. Like, Ted, like sounding like really baffled and shocked in the background there. Holy shit. Continue. This is pretty disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
He's really fucked up. He's slurring his words. Like, really bad, man.
One of my favorites is, hang on, let's listen real quick. You remember when Lego pranked KDK? I think I played
it. What's funny is he got pissed at you for the wrong reason, dude. I mean, it's not even true, man. He just had to have an excuse, and that's like, it's not even the right one, poor guy.
Yeah, I didn't want to have the my real voice. Hey, he's stupid if he doesn't know it's me. It's fucking Thursday night. How stupid is he? But I don't want him to hear my real voice because he'd be like, ugh, hate crimes from Canada. Here's KDK the hypocrite getting prank called by Dr. Lego.
Oh, gosh. Go, Lego.
And we'll call you as soon as possible. Thank you. Sorry, are you there? Is anybody there? Hello? Hello? Who's there? Hello? Yes, hi. Who is this? Who is this? I'm calling from the Shapiro residence. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have had somebody trace our calls back to these numbers. Uh-huh. Who is this? I'm calling from the Shapiro residence. Do you know who that is? There's probably a couple million Shapiros in the world. Listen, don't be a wise ass, okay? We got this number from the authorities. Uh-huh. I can tell you're using a voice changer
ask you a quick question. Let me ask you a question.
You know, Lego just had a question anyway. Answer your Lego's question.
Hi.
It's funny, dude. When you listen to him, when he's being scary, man, his voice cracks. Oh, he's like getting a goose, man. It's hilarious, man. I just noticed his voice cracks.
People? You're accusing me of prank calling people? All right.
Hello?
Here's Baba. Baba Fresh. Baba Fresh.
Oh, hello. They called me.
4486.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Oh, hey. How are you, big guy?
I'm good.
Oh, I see. This is Indian food?
It's Mediterranean Persian food.
Mediterranean Persian? So, like, Iranian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are disgusting people, you know?
Sorry, what was that?
It's disgusting people. So, who is it, authentic, or are the actual Iranians making the food, or who are they?
It's Persian.
There's Persians making the food? Persian men?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they put on, if I can bring on any, like, culinary gloves that I have, will they wear them and not touch my food? Because I don't like anyone who's not Aryan, you know, or white to touch the food from dirty cultures. I don't do that kind of thing, you know?
Then don't come in.
Well, no, I like the food. Don't come in, milkman. Don't come in.
What is he mumbling at? Don't come in. Don't come in.
Don't come in.
Mumbling. Could
do that. Oh, Ken's mentioning. I'm going to be setting that up maybe tonight at the Fantasy Football League. Milkman, you're going to make up an excuse not to be on this year again?
Thank you for calling. We're unavailable.
Me, me, me. Yes, hi. How are you, buddy?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Oh, good. We wanted to make an order, but I was calling before. I wanted to see if the Persian will put on gloves to handle my food. I don't want them to touch the food.
Yeah, can you hold on a second?
Okay, asshole.
Order.
Come, can I help you?
Hey, how are you, buddy? Hey.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
Are you the young man I was just talking to?
No.
No? All right. Well, that guy just said that I was allowed to do that, the owner that I was just talking to. He said he said yes, that I can bring in gloves for the staff to wear while they make my food. Okay?
Okay.
Because the Persian people are dirty. They're dirty, you know? They worship the crescent, you know? The great bird. And I don't like that. I only like Christian men, white blood, pure white blood to touch the food.
Okay.
All right. So then, in that case, I will have one chicken dinner.
Okay.
A senior coffee.
Okay.
And one sister.
Okay.
Okay. How much is that?
$14.95.
All right. Shove it up your ass. Whatever. Ted Webb is here. Your favorite milkman. Your favorite. You like him more than Ken.
Hey, buddy. Ted Webb.
What's up, Nyaga?
Hey, man. We played a prank call with you earlier. Well, we played a bit with you talking to your favorite, KDK, your buddy.
Oh, my best friend.
Yeah.
He's my best friend.
All right, well, let's continue and do more prank calls.
I'm going to stab him in his face. Oh, wait, someone's already done that.
Oh, man, that is horrible. Why would you say that? That's too soon.
It's too soon.
He didn't get stabbed more like he just got sliced.
Oh, okay.
It's a difference. Slicing is okay. It's a thin... That's a thin wound.
No, I think I'd rather be stabbed in the face because the wound would be smaller than if someone, like... did a spice. You know?
Well, I'm more worried about the thing going into my brain or my eye. But sure, man. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Loss of facial musculature, man. That would be serious, dude. Especially if it was very deep.
Ooh.
Huh?
Yeah, you could be permanently smiling. David.
Like the Joker.
We got some numbers in the UK coming in, including a few Davids here from Lonesome Loser. Thank you, sir. Let me take a look over at the swap shop numbers that we like to hit up every once in a while. It was always fun. Taking a look here, we got someone looking for a new Avon representative. Or they're looking...
Oh, I want to sell Avon, man.
Yeah, they're looking for anyone who wants to be an Avon rep to make extra money, or people interested in ordering Avon. Please call or text if interested. I will answer any time. You heard that? Huh.
Any time?
And this is Big Brittany. You want to do that? You're going to sell Avon. She's trying to get that pyramid scheme going. She's a smart little cookie. You know, that pisses me off because I know pyramid schemes, you know, it's bullshit, you know. But how do you get to be the lucky guy that starts it out, or is at a higher level? You know what I mean?
Like, you start by checking your soul at the door.
I guess.
It's all easy from there.
I never got approached by someone who says, hey, I'm starting a pyramid scheme. Do you want to be my number two level guy? You know, I'd gladly, in a big pyramid scheme, I would gladly
from
be.
From the start.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, Milkman. You were selling that Amway stuff, remember? What was that?
And I realize there's a cut for other people. There's a cut for other people. That's true. That's absolutely true.
What is it? Is it Quickstar? Is that the company you were selling
with? Yeah, it's Quickstar. It's Amway. I don't know. Fuck, they do all kinds of shit. I still got a business
Giant
license.
Mega Scam Incorporated, Inc.
Yeah.
LLC.
But really, the best thing about it for me is that I get a lot of deals, like, you know, like a bunch of stuff you can do online and everything. You know, I get, like, deals just because I got that license, you know, and it's not that expensive.
Yep. Yeah, Amway's Quickstar is their, like, online kind of thing, I guess. They started
You can get anything. You know, new hardware. You can get tickets to travel. All kinds of shit through it, man.
So it's Amazon?
No. Through Amway Quickstar stuff, dude. They got, like, you know, if you're a member.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
So it's like Sam's Club?
Like an IBO or business center. Right? Never mind.
Hey, sir. I was there, like, three
your call
times
has been
in the last month.
To an automatic voice message
oh, hell.
System.
I've been down to San Jose a couple of times in the last month.
You know what? She said any time, didn't she, this woman?
Yeah.
She lied.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached. I just want to
wrap you up. Hello?
Yeah, you said you'd answer any time, so I had to call twice. You know? Hello?
Who is this?
Oh, I'm going to put my friend on the line. I'm dialing it for him. He's interested in selling Avon. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. So, I wanna sell Avon. What I gotta do? Come on, spit it out. What do I gotta do? You're not motivating me. Hello? Hello?
Oh, she's gone. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. She hung up.
Lost the patient.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Hello.
Hey, is this Avon woman?
Can I help you?
Yeah, I was trying to have my friend wants to get a job selling Avon with the woman. You know, your woman. Is that your wife over there?
Can I help you, sir?
I'm asking the question. Are you not listening?
I'm asking you if I can help you.
Stupid asshole. I'm saying I've got my friend who wants to sell Avon. So I'm going to put him on.
Sorry. If you call this number again.
Shut up.
Can you help us, though?
No, I'm not going to help you do anything. Please,
no,
shut up. Stop calling this number.
Wait
okay?
a minute.
Shut up.
It's very simple.
You shut up
first.
You just
need to take the receiver of your phone and cram it in your asshole.
Yeah, and then you shut up.
Oh, that sounds enjoyable, sir.
Oh, are you gay?
Oh, yeah. You want some?
Yeah,
after I put Avon all over my face and ass, then
I'll put it on my face. Oh, that sounds so good.
Hey, I got a waterbed. I like to cover it in olive oil, and we can roll around in it naked.
How do you guys go the fuck up and step back in the cartoon, okay? Cheers. Cheerio, mate.
Bye.
Cheerio, Pip-Pip.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Whatever.
You know, there's a dead bug on top of my spindle of CDs. The fuck was up with that guy?
I don't know. My remains made it to the chat room. Yeah. My remains is involved in this scheme. I'm not. Yeah, she's got that Scentsy. That's like the new Avon milkman. You ever heard of it? Scentsy. My cousin sells that shit. That's all she does. The lazy bitch.
Scentsy's a bomb, dude. Sensimilia, fuck. Yeah, nice. You talking?
Yeah. My remains is selling some Sensimilia.
Hell yeah, man. Seedless, baby.
Some Thai stick. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Some Black Donkey. Got all that
BBK.
Shit. Yeah. Get with her if you want some Scentsy. Alright, let's continue on with another call from the swap shop. Two excellent tickets to the UT versus Southern Alabama game. They were purchased from StubHub, and I have them in hand now. They're behind the Vols team section. Okay, the game is on September 28th. Man, football's right around the corner, Milkman. I'm excited. Willing to part with them for $100 firm. That's two tickets right now to each other for $100. Serious inquiries right. Only.
49ers, man, watch out. Santa Clara 49ers are coming back.
Santa Clara 49ers, hell yeah.
The Santa Clara 49ers, is that actually happening?
Yeah, dude, look when you're driving by, look over the new stadium right over there, man.
Is it built? Or what the fuck?
Almost done.
I thought the 49ers cut a deal to stay in Candlestick. What are you talking about?
Hell no, dude. That place is like empty. Desecration, you know, gone. There's nothing there, man. It's like they're going to blow
There's
it up.
Prime real estate by it, man.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, yeah, if you want to go over in the ghetto, man, hell, go for it, man. Unless you want to count the condos, then that's different.
That's like a really dangerous stadium to go to. Don't people get killed there every year? Every preseason, some dude gets fucking killed.
The whole area around it, man, it's kind of like remote, man. That's for sure, dude. So, like, yeah, it's like anywhere overlooking, I don't know where it is, anywhere in view of that stadium, dude. It's pretty bad neighborhood.
Well, no. What I'm just saying is the fans in the 49ers fans are well known for beating the shit out of anybody who has the opposing team's gear on, from what I understand.
That I don't know. All I know is that mostly those are run-down neighborhoods, and usually, you know, they're not there. That's what I've seen.
I think Philly's just pretty bad, too.
Yeah, I won't pick up.
How much over there on it is?
Whoa, yeah, how are you? Yeah, you have Hello? You have them tickets for the Vols game.
Oh, I've already sold those.
Oh, how much over there on it is?
I'm sorry, what?
How much over there on it is?
How much were they?
How much over there on it is?
I'm not understanding, I'm sorry.
Alright, you know, how much over there on it is? Come on!
Not that.
Look, just because I have an accent doesn't mean I'm a stupid. How much over there on it is, I said, woman?
Carlito?
Oh, she's gone.
You're the lemon pledge, Carlito.
The lemon pledge. Don't talk. That sounds like my mom. Stop it. I don't like that.
Lemon pledge?
I was using lemon pledge yesterday. I kept saying that in my head. Lemon pledge. We use lemon pledge. We need more lemon pledge. Come on, you fuck. Answer.
That was a pretty old prank, wasn't it?
You're calling.
You said that, how much over there on it is. I think that was you who said that.
That was me and Turd Burglar, yeah. The guy's like, do you speak the English language? Do you know what you're saying? I said, how you money make. Which is
do you know how I money make or something?
That's a Lewis Black line. Lewis Black and his original album, he said he got pulled over by a cop in Miami and he could barely speak English, the cop. And he said that the cop asked him how you money make, and he's like, what the fuck? There should be rules when you're a cop before you get a gun. Like, can you speak fucking English? How you money make? Can you imagine if a cop said that to me? Well, only in Miami, that's possible. I bet you there's cops that don't even speak English in Miami. It's like, fuck it, you don't need to speak English. That's how Miami is.
You know, there's a lot of problems in Miami.
How you money make? That's a good prank call, too. Very bad quality on the recording I made of it, but it's good. Okay, let's move on here. Actually, I got to take a break. You know what? I got to use the restroom. So we can play one of those. Let me see if I can find that turd burglar call I was just talking about. Or that you brought up. How you money make. It might be called that. How you... Yep. I got right here. How you money make from 2006.
Do that to you?
Huh?
I do that to you? Because I've been here touching it. I've been here touching it and making you eat that, so I think it's like sperm, like my sperm.
Did you want to order anything or what?
No, because I was touching myself. And I pretend, right. Like, I wanted you to do it so, like, you could pretend it's like, you know, I beat in your mouth. Beat.
Alright.
Beat.
Anything else?
Beat.
That it?
I do in your mouth, I'm like, bleh, like that.
All right, have a good night.
Bleh. Guys, that is how I finish. I go, bleh. When the act happens. When I release my bodily fluids. What is it from Dr. Strange over the precious bodily fluids? That's what it was. The war about a nuclear war started by a general who went crazy because he was cheating on his wife with his mistress and had an orgasm but did not come.
What?
And he said he had a problem with the purity of his essence and bodily fluids. So he figured out that it was a communist conspiracy to fluoridize water to render all American men inert.
So oh, is this the fluoride crazy lady?
No, that's the movie Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, Dr. Strange.
Yeah, that's the whole plot of the movie. That's what happens. So he launches his entire bomber wing to do a nuclear strike against the Soviet Union in the 60s. and then the Russians are like, all right, well, we're going to attack back. You never seen that? There's a whole bunch of crazy scenes with the president and the one general named Ripper and all that.
No.
Oh, you gotta watch that, man. Dr. Strangelove. That's a classic. Stanley Kubrick movie. It's black and white. It came out like in the mid-60s. It's awesome. Anyway.
Probably on Netflix. You said it was awesome, so probably not.
I like Netflix. I've been watching a lot of documentaries there lately. I saw one on the Panama, Invasion of Panama in 1989. I saw that this morning. Pretty good stuff, man.
Yeah, they do have good documentaries on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Documentaries are good.
I watched one on The Sun the other day. Nova one.
Nova. Yeah, I'm noticing a lot more PBS stuff is showing up. And a lot... You know what makes me happy? They have a lot... They have all the National Geographic documentaries, which is something that I miss because there was that cable channel, one of the few that I ever watched religiously... in the background, I always had, I either had Military Channel or I used to have National, Discovery Times. That's what I meant. I used to have Discovery Times on in the background. And Discovery Times was nothing but documentaries, all 24/7, documentary after documentary. It was really awesome. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to see that Orange is the New Black. That's another series on original series on Netflix with Kate Mulgrew. Right, is that her name? Catherine Janeway from Star Trek Voyager? But
yeah.
My coworker saw two episodes of it, and he told me yesterday at work that it was shitty. He's like, oh, don't even bother. He said, yeah, it's horrible. Arrested Development was pretty good. I haven't seen House of Cards yet, so I can't judge that either. I should try that. The problem is I don't like new Kevin Spacey. I like Kevin Spacey up until like 97, 98. Then he got stupid. He started doing K-Packs and all this stupid shit. But I miss like Kevin Spacey from back in the 90s. He was pretty good then. But after that, 97, 98, after that, it started acting like his shit didn't stink. All right, here's the UK, William Miller. Try to get him a call. Yes, how are you? This is 712-341-0-25.
No, you're dialing the wrong number.
No, I'm calling you, I said. Now, listen, you're 712-310.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling from 72410, and I keep getting people calling for you over here. They said that you got some furniture and you didn't pay for it.
No, it's nothing to do with me. Goodbye.
William Miller? On Miller's Mead, Ferryfield Road? Yes, it is. Hey, why don't you pay your bills?
What?
Why don't you pay your bills, William?
I'll get lost.
No, you get knocked up. You go get knocked up. You go on and sit on the toilet. I don't even know if getting knocked up is a curse. Insult. Sounds like it would be. I think I just get woken up is what I told him. Hello? Hello? Shithead. All right. And I heard about this new pointing out we should theme our prank calls regarding the porn filter in the UK, which is being implemented. That's already been around, but not by default. What's going on now is now the porn filter will be on by default. What I'm talking about is citizens of the UK will not be able, supposedly, to access the majority of adult websites. Again, it's a feature that's been available to any internet user in that country. You just had to request it for it to be turned on. It was off by default. Now it is on by default, so you call to get it taken off. It is a bit more of an inconvenience. No one likes that. Hello?
What do you want?
Is this William Dyson?
It is.
My name is Miles Bennett. I'm calling from the United Kingdom Internet Machine. And to let you know that BT is going to be turning on your adult filter, porn filter, within the next 60 minutes on your internet connection. Very angry hang-up right over there. Jeez. Hitting numbers.
Hello. We're talking to the machine. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hold on. Machine! Hello, I am computer. I wanted to let you know that the BT porn filter is being activated, and soon you will not be able to take messages from phone sexual lines or make any phone calls related to sex and fucking and fingering and female squirting and female ejaculations and ass to mouth and foreplay and foreskins and clitoral hoods and labia minora and labia majora. All of that will cause the phone to disconnect immediately. So beware.
And don't be square.
You got a lot of sound over there, Ted. You know? What's going on? Yeah. What's your favorite labia, Milkman? Minora or Majora? Milkman's not talking.
No, I like the Minami. Of course, the Minora, man. The Minora.
Labia Minora is your favorite. All right. That's cool.
He's Jewish. He likes.
Hello? They picked up and hung right up, so I'll try again. Ah. Hello? Don't hang up. It's important. Hello? Okay. Guess not.
Is that the same guy?
Same guy, yeah.
Why do you keep crying?
He fixed something.
I don't get it.
Do it to him again.
That's underrated.
Oh, yell his name this time. If he picks up. David Taylor! David! Kitty cat! Nah, he ain't talking. Leave the guy alone. Poor dumb guy. Alright, David. A different David here in the UK. Again, we're talking about the porn filter in the United Kingdom. Big news in the tech industry. Oh yeah, man. Big news. Right here with
hey.
Milkman and CCNA certified.
Call the Brendan Chase. It's a bed and breakfast that has been prank called. It probably has like police waiting for someone to prank call it.
What?
Brendan Chase in the UK.
Brendan Chase.
It's in Windermere.
David Small speaking.
Yes, hey, buddy. David Small, excellent. I'm looking to speak with you. Winchester's mobile locksmith.
Yep.
And you have an internet connection. I'm calling from BT, and you have an internet connection.
I do.
Okay, we wanted to let you know that within 30 minutes, the anti-porn filter will be turned on. The adult content filter is going to be
turned on. Do you know what time it is in the UK? This is 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'm working in the Central Networking Operations Center.
I don't give a cunt's fuck. You don't phone me at this time of the morning.
I'm going to cut off your internet service completely now. Yeah, I don't give a cunt's fuck.
He said cunt's fuck.
A cunt's fuck.
Oh my goodness.
Hello, this is David Small of Winlocks, Winchester's mobile locksmith. I'm not available at the moment, so please either leave a message or try and call.
Okay, I'll try one more time.
Not available because he's
fucking a cunt.
He's giving a cunt's fuck.
Hello. Mr. Cunt's fuck. Well, he hung right up. What a dick. Now he doesn't want to talk again. Oh, well, we tried. Fun times, guys. Continuing on with more prank calls, let's see what else we got here from the Lonesome Loser. Have you heard about the Lonesome Loser, I say? Here's another William. What the hey? I may have called this one already. I don't know. If I did, sorry. Ted, if you want to do one, just holler. I'm going to just keep dialing them.
Holla at a player.
Holla at a player.
I'll try one. I'll do this one. Who is it?
Shit. William.
Hello?
Hi, this is 417-84216. Who are you?
I don't know who you are. Why are you calling me?
I said I'm 478121674. Who are you?
Are you phoning from America?
No.
Where are you from?
Why, America? Do I sound American?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, God.
I love old ladies. Good.
Oh, my God.
You calling her back?
Yeah.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
All right, we'll let her be. Hang on. Let me go to Request a Prank, see if we get it. Oh, we do have that one bedroom, living room for rent for three men. And at the same time, that must smell great. My guess is they're Indian, not, you know, I'm just saying. Having worked with Indians at length in close proximity and in close spaces.
Hello, ding ding bot bot, innit?
Are you ding ding bot bot? Don't laugh.
Hello, ding ding bot bot.
Don't laugh at me, was it? Don't laugh.
Amen. I fuck your sister.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hello, how are you, buddy? I see you have a living room that you're trying to share. Are you looking to share,
right,
rather?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That sounds good. All right. So, it's two men in there already, or you're looking to have up to two other men in there right now?
We're still looking for Selma.
For Selma?
Yeah, I mean, we still available by living room.
Okay, and where are you from? Are you Taiwanese?
No, I'm from Korea.
Oh, that's good. South Korea or North Korea?
Yeah.
Where are you from, South Korea or North?
Of course, South Korea.
Oh, okay, that's good. And the other man I'm sleeping with in bed together, how old are they, and where are they from?
I'm 22 years old, and my friend is 25 or 26 years old.
Oh, good.
And I also came from Korea, yeah.
And what kind of, do you have good food, American food, or Korean food?
Actually, we don't have any food, so,
Must be North Korean, then.
Yeah, you must be, are you North Korean, then? You don't have any food?
Yeah.
You get it, because they don't have food up there?
Actually not. Because you have to make on your food.
Oh,
and
I like to make mashed potatoes, you know?
No, me.
Do you like mashed potatoes?
No.
All right. And then Do we share the bathroom? How many bathrooms?
We have two bathrooms.
Okay. All right.
But you're gonna share with me.
With you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you sit when you go pee, or what do you stand?
Sorry?
Do you sit when you pee, or do you stand up? Do you sit down to go pee-pee, or no?
I don't understand what you mean.
Do you sit when you go pee?
Yeah.
Okay. That's so it doesn't get everywhere, you know, when you stand up to go pee, it goes all over mm-hmm. the place, you know, it goes all over the place?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want you to stand up. I sit down and I pee in the toilet, you know? All right. And then how much toilet paper? Do I have to buy toilet paper? Can we share it?
Of course not. You have to buy toilet paper.
Yeah, but can we share the toilet paper, me and you?
If you want to share with me, you can, but you have to pay for me.
Okay, but sometimes I use your toilet paper, right? When I don't have some, a little bit. Not too much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In an emergency? Okay.
Yeah, but actually, you know, I think you want to keep me, right?
I'm going to keep you?
Yeah, I think your catching is very stringent.
I don't know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. String bean? What? You have, I don't know if you know, you have an accent. What did you say? I'm trying to what?
You're trying to kill me.
To kill you?
Kidding me.
Oh, kidding you. No, I really want. I want to pay you like $550, I'll pay.
No, we can't.
Please, come on, and I'll hug you and kiss you.
Sorry,
bye. Hey, you want to have a contest, me and you?
No.
We both go on a diet, and whoever loses the most weight in 30 days... I guess to look at the other person naked for an hour, you know? Like, if you lose more weight than me in 30 days, then I take off all my clothes and you can look at me and everything for like 1 hour.
Okay, I'm gonna call you later.
You gonna call me later?
Yeah.
You wanna do that? You wanna just do that? If you want, you can look at me with no clothes on for a while.
Okay, got it.
You want to?
No.
You like girls?
Sorry?
Do you like girls or boys? I want to choke you. I want to choke you and cut your hair. You hear me?
What the hell are you doing?
I want to choke you and tie you up and cut your hair, shave your head bald, and eat the hair. I like it.
Shut the fuck up.
I like Asian boy hair.
Okay.
Nice, fine, downy hair.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Shut the fuck up.
Fucking crazy. What the hell? I want to cut your hair and eat it.
Yeah. What the fuck? What shape is that? That's when the weirdness comes out sometimes with Carlito.
Who's this?
Reverend in Winchester. Hello.
Hello?
Is that the Reverend?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Listen, I needed help. I was dreaming, and I had a dream that I was with another man. And I'm married. You know, I'm married to a woman right now. You know, those English ministers, they don't give a shit. Reverends like that over in England, they don't really get into the church. They just work. Like, yeah, whatever. Do what you want. Yeah, listen, why you have this do what you want attitude with me? Aren't you a reverend? God damn, fuck him.
I guess he only works when you put something in there. You didn't put in on this, man.
Yeah. You're scaring me. That was a prank call where I told the guy I wanted to punch him and choke him from behind. He's like, you're scaring me. That was recently.
Call him back and tell him you accidentally put your dentures in the collection plate.
Oh, okay. He'll probably pick up, too.
I'll tell him. Right. It was my dentures. Because the devil called him.
Hello, this is the William Tuffield. I'm Reverend David Williams, and this is Hannah Williams.
Do what?
All right, let me continue. Where are you, like, in an AC unit or something?
Sorry, there's, like, a giant fan behind me.
Wow, that thing is massive, man. It's like a wind machine. Okay, well, we are tapped out currently for loads of loser numbers, but I can keep up with the request of pranks here. It is now 11:55 p.m. on August the 1st. Thanks for tuning in to Madhouse Radio. We are, of course, a weekly show. Generally here once a week on Thursdays. Lately, I've been doing some daytime shows, so be on the lookout for that. Mondays or Tuesday mornings.
Or oh.
I might do a show. Just keep an eye on the Facebook or Twitter feed, and you'll get a heads up when that happens. Or YouTube. If you're subscribed to YouTube, you should be getting an alert also. Yeah, all right. Also, keep in mind, if you miss a show or you want to listen to a show again before it's put on the podcast, because I run behind on the podcast sometimes. But if you want to hear a show that you might have missed or want to rehear before it's edited up, you can go to our YouTube channel, Madhouse Radio on YouTube, and every show for the most part is on there. The video feed is, at least, so you can listen to what you miss. There is no excuse to
say. So it's on the video and the audio is with it.
Yeah. My goal is to start taking those down, though, after I edit the podcast, you know what I mean? But people seem to still like going there. The numbers, you know, the viewers show up, and there's still comments every week on older shows and stuff. So people are watching them. I hate to take them down. No, I just don't like it because they're unedited, you know, so they have full names and phone numbers sometimes, and sometimes
that you need to change.
Yeah. There's no way to change that. So I might just end up at, you know, you can watch it on YouTube for, you know, until it hits a podcast, and then I'll take it down. And if you want to catch it, you got to download it and listen to it. And I'm not doing any video editing. Fuck that. That's way too much work. I can barely do audio editing. Let alone video. Never get shit out.
Just the Vegas Pro, dude, and cut it.
Nah. Someone saw on Instagram, he saw someone who entered in some sort of drawing. Might be funny if you tell him he won and make him do something crazy on the phone. Here's a link to the Instagram picture. Let me see. Loading an Instagram picture. He posted some kind of raffle ticket here. Not sure what it is he was raffling for, but he put his phone number on it. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard because I don't know what to tell him he won, man. Whoever sent this in. I can give him a call. I think he's in the Marines. It says SPC. Isn't that a Marine designation, Milkman? Do you know? SPC Justin, and then his last name.
Yeah, I think specialist. That's the Humane Society.
That's a specialist, right? So he's part of like an...
Yeah, Humane Society.
What the... That's ASPCA.
Yeah, the Humane Society.
What are you talking about?
Hello?
Hey, is this Justin?
Yes, sir.
You have ticket number 438G2.
Should I write that down?
You have ticket number 438G2.
Do I have ticket number 438G2?
Yes.
From what, sir?
From the drawing, the contest. You have the ticket number 438G2.
What one? What drawing?
Just the yellow paper that you filled out the information on the
yellow. Yes, I do.
You won. You won. Congratulations. You're approved.
Approved of what?
You're approved. You win.
I win what?
You win your choice of Hyundai car, 2013 model.
Can you tell me my name, please? I don't want to freak out and just get wild and happy if I'm just being scammed. I hope you understand.
Oh, it's okay, big guy. Don't worry about it. That's I have you down as Specialist Justin.
What else is written on that card, sir?
You've got your address here.
Is there something red on the bottom of the card?
It says Dream Chasers.
Did I really win the vehicle, sir?
You won the vehicle. Congratulations. You got your dream.
I definitely did. Thank you. I don't really know what to do right now.
All right. That's awesome. Yeah. So are you insured right now? Do you have auto insurance? Because that is...
I can get auto insurance, you know.
Oh, very good, big man. All right. Yeah, okay. Well, congratulations, you know? All right. We'll we'll talk to you later.
What do I do about this now?
Yeah, just come on down to the studio, and they're going to have a few people here. They're going to shake your hand and everything, and I think the newsman will be here and congratulations, damn it.
Can I do that tomorrow?
Possibly, yeah. Tomorrow's fine. Come on down tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, can you please repeat what just happened?
The ticket, I put my hand in the box and I pulled out a ticket.
This was at a carnival, correct?
No.
No?
Did you want that? I don't understand. What do you mean?
No, I mean, like, you got the ticket. You pulled out of a box. Like, I understand you repeated exactly what I wrote, but I can't even believe it.
And then you win the damn contest when I pulled out the ticket. It says your name on here and a phone number, and I call and I say, "Hey, man. Justin, you win the prize." Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
So where do I have to come?
You come down to the studio. You wear yourself a nice polo shirt, nice pair of slacks. Yeah.
I'm going to dress up beyond belief.
Oh, beautiful. Very nice. Yeah. Okay.
What studio do I come to?
Studio number 12.
Like what neighborhood we're at?
Okay, thank you everybody for listening, and you have a good
Steve, I need to talk to you for a second about the vehicle.
Am I being prank called?
I'm sorry, it was funny. It was a prank call.
No, I don't think it is. No, nobody has any idea what I wrote on that piece of paper.
Yeah.
This is not a prank call. This is serious. I have to put the lawyer on the line.
Steve, I need to talk to you about this vehicle for a second. Can you step away from the phone or just a little conference? Hey, so you know Jeff, the intern?
Yeah.
He stole the car.
Oh.
Yeah, so, until we get the car back. Tell him that we have to order it, right. And it'll take like a month to get it.
And then we'll forget about it. Okay, yeah. Okay. He's gone, isn't he? Yeah, he's gone. What is the contest? I don't know.
Where he go?
I don't know what the contest is.
He
was
getting so tough.
What the fuck? Anytime I get involved, that's it. It's over.
I don't know what Dream Chasers is. It's some kind of Instagram hashtag Dream Chasers. Not sure what it is, but they took it. He seemed to be very, I don't know, overwhelmed at the prospect of having won the prize.
He said that you knew what he wrote on the ticket. It was in a bucket at a carnival.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said. You knew if he wrote down that ticket.
Fucking ticket, man.
That's how it validated this has to be true. I don't know what you wrote on the ticket.
I told him I had a box and I stuck my hand in the box.
Yeah. He knew what I wrote on the ticket.
Hey, you want
to... Tell him this is a carnival, Colin.
I seriously don't know what the fuck that was about. It was just a request to prank.
I feel bad with him, man.
Okay. I'm trying to see if I can see his account at least. Maybe if I see his account, I'd know. It doesn't say. All right, who cares? We just crushed somebody's dreams there for the night.
We could call him back and say we're from the Award Redemption Department, and ask him where to send the vehicle.
Yeah, and ask for his social security number. Yeah. Desmond is a Christian professional looking for a man to share his one-bedroom apartment. All right. This was sent 8 days ago.
That sounds fishy.
Yeah. This is from 8 days ago, though. This is sent in by Ken. Hey, big guy, big Ken.
What's going on?
You sent this for the show last week that didn't occur. Big Ken.
What number is that?
Desmond, a Christian professional looking for a man to share his one-bedroom apartment. Did that get pranked during a week later on?
No, it didn't. It's a fresh number.
All right. Well, it's older, but yeah, it's not fresh, but it's...
It's fresh and it's unmolested.
Yeah, okay. It's an uneaten number. All right. Baz is trying to call in, too. Let me get him on here. I'm seriously going to end the show. My brain is kicking, man.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm going to take some ibuprofen or something.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how are you? You see, you're a Christian man looking to share an apartment there?
Yeah, I already, hold on. Oh, I already have someone, actually.
Is he a is he a Mormon?
No.
Because that's not really Christian, you know?
I know it's not.
Yeah, what is he? Protestant? What is he?
He's a Christian, I guess. I don't know what that's so
he can't pick a religion. He's just whatever he wants to do. Like, he thinks God is just going to... He's going to live in a secular life as much as he can and just say he's just Christian, huh?
Well, but I want to be open next month, so you can still call me and see, unless you don't mind sharing. It's just a one-bedroom.
I'm a bigger Christian. I'm with the Church of the Machine, you know?
Church of the Machine? What is that church?
The Jesus Machine. That's what it's called. Church of the Machine of Jesus Christ. That's the name of the church. Right. And Jesus is making a machine.
Of Latter-day Mechanics.
He's going to write it down to Earth for the apocalypse, and he's going to sit on... It's like a massive... it's like a big spider machine. And
what's the name?
It's going to go around...
Mm-hmm.
What?
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Eddie.
Eddie.
Yeah, hey, man. So...
All right, Eddie.
Yeah, the Jesus Machine, it's got, like, these penises on it and everything, and they shoot out, and they chase people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you calling in regards to the room, or what are you calling in regards to?
Well, I'm a really devout Christian, and you've got someone there who's just, you know, who probably goes to church on Easter and Christmas, and that's it, you know?
I understand you, but I'm trying to figure out the reason for the call.
And then he thinks everything is all right, probably. Well, because I'm interested in the room... You know, but you've got someone there now, and I'm a better Christian. I don't live a secular lifestyle like that person. So you should put me in instead of him. You should tell him he needs to go because of his secular ways, you know?
All right. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Do you watch television a lot?
I watch news.
I don't even watch that. I watch the 400 Club. That's the only TV show I watch. Then I turn off. Off.
You really called me at a bad time. Can you call me tomorrow?
Why? What's going on? Are you having sex with the roommate now? Huh? It's a bad time. They're both in the bed right now. Fucking.
You caught him fucking mid-stroke.
Yeah. I think so.
It's not a good time. Call me after stroke.
He's probably right behind him right now. He's fucking going down his phone. You called me at a bad time. Fuck you. Yeah.
Hi, you reached my voicemail. I'm sorry I'm unable to...
I guess it's not. Here's another one you sent in last week. Big Ken, Big Bob, looking for a mature female to share his condo near the beach.
Big Bob.
That's in all caps. That's big. Big Bob. That's what it says.
Yeah, don't you see that cockroach sandwiches?
Hey, Carlito, I had a couple people asking about fantasy football there.
Fantasy football. Oh, yeah. We got to... See, but I don't want to do the draft until after preseason, at least, you know, the last week of preseason, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you never know who's getting signed, who's getting hurt.
Every year, the last two seasons, a big quarterback has gotten, or a big player, at least a few big players get crushed in the preseason, man. They're going to just stop playing them pretty soon. Preseason.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Chat, Derek the Ferret and Zyklon were asking when the invites were going to go out.
I'm going to take care of the invites. I was going to do it tonight, but dude, like, my head is just killing me. I can't, Look at the screen.
Ben, I didn't even know how many teams we were going with this year.
Well, I think, what did we say? Did we say the same number of teams, or were we going to eliminate two spots this time?
What did we do last year, 12?
I think it was 12, yeah.
And we had Richie or whatever fucking disappear and never touch his team.
Yeah, Richie disappeared, never touched his team. So we had more like 11 and one bye. One bye team, basically. Yeah. I don't know. We can go down to 10. It depends on how many people are interested. I don't know. Because how much of a good... I mean, if we do 10, there's a better pool of players, I think.
Yeah, there'll be a lot more points because there'll be, you know, that many less players on those two other teams. Yeah. So.
All right, so we'll shoot for 10 this year. And I'll send out invites to everyone from last season except for Richie. And I think we get to keep one player as well from last... If you were in last team's... last season's... draft, you'll get to keep one player. All right. And at some point, we'll have to kick people out or they don't hurry up and join. I don't know how it works exactly. I'll figure it out tomorrow.
If you have any extra spots, I might be interested.
All right. Uh oh, we're getting a phone call.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to screen it. Hang on.
Okay. I've sent the caller to voicemail. Oops, your caller just hung up. Goodbye.
No voicemail left. Oh, well. I don't know who that was. I'd have to check by the area code. All right, we'll try again.
Okay, I've sent the caller to voicemail. Oops, your caller just... Goodbye.
All right, they're not wanting to talk. I'll let them call in one more time, see if they say... At least leave a voicemail. Yeah. Yeah, I heard you, Baz. If you want to be on... Yeah. There might be, because there were a few people who weren't regular listeners to the show, so they might not be around right now.
Cool.
They just kind of, well, there were podcast listeners who heard about it on the podcast. They might not be listening anymore. Okay. We're not into
it. We had that one dude out of Chicago or something that got screwed during a draft because he didn't show up and he was getting, like, real shitty picks.
Well, yeah, because he had a rainstorm, right? He went out to go eat for dinner. And he got caught in a rainstorm.
Yeah, it was a thunderstorm, yeah. And he didn't get back in time. And it was like, drafted real shitty players for him. He had, like, no quarterbacks.
He was all pissed off. Was like, remember, he kept trying to do trades. And his trades wouldn't go through, but someone else would get the same player and shit like that. I forgot what it was. He was, like, real upset.
It was like, he had to set for, like, top-ranked players, so, like, he kept drafting all these different players, but no quarterbacks. And he's like, I don't have a fucking quarterback, man.
You gotta get a quarterback, man. Anyway. Here's a moving sale. Everything must go Friday, tomorrow. 7 till 2. Name brand men's, women's, juniors, and little boys' clothes. Furniture, tools, trains, bed linens, Coke and NASCAR items, lamps, glassware, old coolers, new items still in boxes. Wii game, never opened. Men's Dustin boots, wore once. Okay. Everything must go. And we got a phone number. Let's wake them up. Ask if they're ready. Big garage sale. I'm going to tell her it's a foreclosure sale. See what she says.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
No answer there, but here's the third time this guy is calling in. Let's see if he says something this time.
Okay, I sent the caller to voicemail.
What is that? Access the caller's voicemail?
Sent the caller to voicemail.
Hey, Eddie. You just called me regarding a room, but I missed your call. Please give me a call back.
Hello? Hello? Are you there? Oh, that's him calling back. That's the Christian guy, I think. He's calling
back. He's already kicked the fucker out. You're his new fucking roommate. Yeah.
And he realized that you were the better Christian.
I guess so. He killed the kid. I'm tired of you and your secular ways. I pumped him up.
He's over there, and he made a good point. Get the fuck out.
You should tell me you're considering converting to Islam.
Tell him I watch Christian porn, though.
What would that be?
I don't know. I have no idea. Continuing on. Let's see what else we got here. 21-year-old Japanese female looking as she... Okay. I'm not going to be on much longer. I know I keep saying that, but every time I open my eyes and look at this one screen, it's so bright. I got that Jim Stewart headache thing. Hello?
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 Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, is this Eddie?
Yeah, what's the problem? Why do you keep calling?
Because you called me and you're telling me shit about my roommate, Mr. Christian.
Yeah, what's the... So why you call back? Why you want to fight? That's not very Christian-like.
No, I don't want to fight. I'm just wondering how a Christian-like person or somebody who claims to be Christian would be so dumb. And reason like that.
Well,
someone
you know,
would be using God guidance to reason.
The Bible, the Bible tells us.
You don't know the Bible. You don't know shit.
Yes, I do. I
so
read the Bible.
Before you conclude and start saying shit about people you don't know, you might want to read that Bible once again. Knowing the Bible doesn't mean you follow. You're a follower or you're a believer.
Oh, you're not.
Even Satan. No, even Satan. Knows
shut
the
up.
He can't quote the Bible or when.
Put him on mute. He's... Japanese girl. Hello.
So next time you want to do shit, you know, think about stuff. Just don't run your mouth simply because Christian or whatever the hell. And next time, have respect for people.
Did you know you're not going to heaven because you're not white? You know that?
If you fuck your roommate, don't think everyone fucks their roommate, all right?
Uh-huh. So you do. That's why you were busy. You had to go fuck your roommate, right?
What do you mean I was busy? I don't have time for an asshole like you. What's my time?
Listen, so you want an asshole like your roommate's tight little asshole. That's why you were doing now. You're fucking him. And now you're calling...
You sound Jewish. Are you Jewish, you idiot?
No. I'm Christian, I said.
You know, Jewish are not sound very, you know, arrogant and stupid. And you sound very stupid.
And
why are you from, man?
Hispanics and Africans have a stupid accent like you do. And they don't go to heaven because they're not clear and pure.
Listen, we're talking about heaven. Are you Illuminati or something?
No, you're not.
Very hopeless. So
you're
do me a favor. Next time you want to call any other person and, you know, and roommate with those people. I don't roommate with idiots.
I'm a Freemason. Okay, there you go. He didn't want to let me talk. He's Mr. Attitude. He's twisting his neck over there.
You do?
Am I a Jew?
You Jew.
He was cursing, too.
Yeah, I was trying to tell him that you can't curse and be a Christian. Well, he didn't care for that, either.
You sound like a Jew, sir.
Yeah, I'm a Jew. I sound so Jewish. Oy vey. The rent. He's the landlord, right? Who's the Jew? Get out of here. I do have a new request to prank here or two we can do. Florida Pie, who's hanging out in the chat room, sent in a rogue bastard stole this guy's truck. Here is the Craigslist ad.
Yeah, and I think it's that person's first live show they're listening to.
Yeah. Welcome. Glad you finally made it. Finally had time on a Thursday or whenever it is that we're on. Glad things worked out for us tonight. Me and you. Butter pie. All right, here's that.
Ooh, la, la, la.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Soup need for. Soup mana need for. That's what I meant to say.
Soup mana need.
We got a real bad echo coming down the line.
All right, let me try to reset the microphone. Maybe that's it. Just a minute.
Just a moment.
Swing! The fuck?
He's attacking her cat.
You still on echo?
Talk of the kitty!
Oh, you're good.
Good. Cool. Okay, here's a Hampton Inn. Please do a George Zimmerman tribute show by calling hotels, claiming you're George Zimmerman, I don't want to do that. That's not funny. You're a George Zimmerman offering services of a security guard working to keep America N-word free. Very classy, Cactus. Yeah, no. I don't think we're going to do that, buddy. But thanks anyway. Thank you for contributing. And then KDK's number, which we already called.
The N-word abolishers of America.
Yeah.
If you call KDK again, he's probably going to charge you with a hate crime.
I'll call him again. Hang on. You guys want to talk to him? We should all talk to him. Ted's...
Yeah, call him up.
All right, let's see what he's up to.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Hey.
He's got to be happy. It's his old friends, Ted, Neo, and Carlito. And Milkman. Milkman, you're his friend, too.
Tennessee.
Hello.
Hey, big guy, how are you?
Do I know you?
Hey, yeah, this is Carlito. I'm here with your old friends. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Carlito.
Hello.
I wanted to hear from you, Carlito. It's you don't sound well.
God bless you.
It doesn't sound well.
Hey, what's up, man?
I have
no,
a headache.
No, seriously, you don't sound well. What's wrong?
I have a headache.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, like, your voice sounds all fucked up.
No, I'm fine. No, I've got a migraine, dude. It's killing me. I'm looking at the screen. It's
okay,
bright.
Good.
Yeah. So it's just me,
okay,
and me, Ted, Neo, Baz, and this guy Ken you don't know, and Milkman. We just want to say hi. And how's is
okay,
everything?
Well, hello to everyone. Hello, all.
Are you healing up
hi.
Okay? Are you healing
hey.
Okay? Are you healing okay? The face and all that. Is everything okay?
As you can hear, I'm getting into my car right now.
Oh, but are you okay? The face healing and all that from the big attack? The knife attack?
I don't know what you mean by that.
You got attacked with a box cutter.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Are you right.
You healed up okay and all that? Do you have...
Yeah.
No problems with your musculature?
The blade was so sharp and the cut was so clean that it's going to heal without any visible scar.
Thank God.
Yeah,
amen.
Thank God.
So are you going to work? Are you coming home from work?
No, I'm actually, I'm about to go get
late. Oh, you're fancying a bomb. All right, KDK, yeah.
No, I'm not gay anymore.
Huh?
Well, I suppose once you're gay, you're always gay.
You're straight.
But,
you're going to be with a girl. You are what you are. That's good. Very good. Very good, sir. Is she a young, nice little pussy and all that?
So what's your point in calling?
Does she have a nice everyone wants me to call you, so I'm calling you. I'm just doing a show Thursday, you know, and I'm doing my own thing. Everyone says, call KDK.
But you're such a negative a-hole all the time.
Well, I'm stalking you also, you know.
And you're stalking me.
Yeah, and I'm sandbagging you.
And I told you earlier tonight that if you called again, it would be considered harassment.
So is this, no, it's after more than three times. I know that. You taught me that.
It is harassment. No.
After
at this
three.
Point, it is harassment.
All right, so then, ain't that the kettle calling the pot black?
I gotta follow up. Yeah, I know. It's hypocritical of me to accuse somebody of harassment after I've harassed so many people.
Yeah, so you're gonna do that? You're gonna have sex with a woman now? What's with you, man? What happened? You changed.
Life is strange.
I guess so. You changed,
it sure
man.
Is strange.
You used to
you
be
gotta
cool.
You gotta pick up every inch.
All right.
Two rabbits running in the ditch.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Listen.
The reason of the witch.
Seriously, be careful, okay? Out there with that girl.
Yeah, well.
All right. The last time
I
told you about my ex-boyfriend, right?
Your boyfriend?
My ex-boyfriend.
Well, the guy that lived next door that attacked you is crazy, yeah.
The guy.
I don't know where that story comes from. Maybe I told him a story. That doesn't seem like it's a part of reality.
You had a video where you showed, hey, everybody, look, I got cut under my eye, and this is drunk Bill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When it first happened, that cut was really bad.
Yeah. And now you're...
It was like something out of the Evil Dead.
Did you guys make up?
What did I say on here? Did I say that he caused it?
You said he did, yeah. You said Drunk Bill attacked you.
No. That was completely radio.
Okay, all right. Okay, Mystery Man, you're the fucking, you're the most awesome radio bit guy. You're right, I forgot. Wow, you got us all.
Fuck
now
yeah.
You're being fishy.
No, because you know that's, you came out and you said it was true, and now it's not true. Like when you had a kid, you said
it
you were...
It is radio. That's a,
he has
that's
a black,
exactly
he has a black child.
It is radio.
You have a black child too, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I have a black daughter.
Okay.
Her name is Shaniqua.
Shaniqua.
I thought it was Triquita.
Is she a house Negro or a field Negro?
If you believe that one, I'll tell you more.
What else you got? The cancer thing? Then you said you had cancer in the ass?
Yeah, ass cancer.
No. I never claimed I had cancer.
It was
but
a
I did
cyst.
Claim to shoot myself in the head on the air once.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you scared a lot of people.
That was one of those things that was partially true. The gun accidentally went off and blew a hole in the ceiling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got scared, and then I had to get off the air like immediately because I was afraid the cops were going to come.
But they didn't. No one cared.
They may have. I don't know if they did or not because I left.
Okay. And then you told me to have the phone losers leave you alone. You said to call them off.
Huh?
You said the phone losers were... attacking you and you wanted me to call them off? You tried to do a back room no negotiation through me that one time?
I don't know anything about that.
You were very drunk and you called me. You said the phone losers were attacking you and you wanted...
Well, I was probably on the air. So when I'm on the air, you got to understand it's not reality. It's
it was off
like
air. You called me off air. You said call... You were like, I want to do a back room negotiation
okay,
kind of
maybe
thing.
Maybe I pretended I was off the air, but you were probably actually on the air.
Okay. All right. Good point.
Oh, he's just the master of disguises.
He is, man. He's
backdoor negotiation.
Master of disguise.
He's an enigma wrapped in a cipher, smothered in secret sauce. We're going to do a prank call. You can stay on or you can hang up. I know you're going to go get laid. With some
no,
vaginas.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do a prank call, so I'm going to hang up now. But nice talking
yeah,
to you, Carlito.
Bye. God bless
you. You and your rotten foot.
God bless you, asshole.
Son of a bitch.
Seriously, I love you, man. Be careful, okay?
Yeah, don't
worry.
And nobody believes you're going to get some pussy either.
Is that Brian Davies?
Hello?
Yeah, Brian Davies.
Yes?
Yeah, are you the woman that's going to sleep with David, with KDK? He's coming over to have some sex with you, apparently.
I think you've got the wrong number, and stop talking rubbish and don't ring again.
Garbage.
Okay,
I'm talking rubbish. Garbage. That's what I say.
Dirty bitch.
Excuse me, ma'am.
How could you not be gay anymore?
That's how you talk rubbish. You say half-eaten sandwiches, rotten lettuce.
I thought that homosexuality was not a choice.
Yeah, hello? In Russia, they'll kill you for it now.
What the hell?
Hello? Hello? Brian Davies? Okay, they're not talking.
Hello!
Well, I think Keith just tried it out, and then he regretted it because he kept trying to hook up with KDK a lot after that, I thought.
I thought Keith turned into a meth head.
Into, like, his parents' attic or something, or...
Well, if KDK was on the air, as you heard, it probably wasn't true.
That wasn't really KDK. That was radio.
Yeah. The guy we just talked to now wasn't even KDK, because he was on the radio.
No, it's a guy who pretends to be KDK when you call him.
Yep.
That son of a bitch cannot tell the truth.
I don't get it. I give up, man. He's being so deflective. I'm like, dude, like you're saying this. He's like, I don't know where you got that from. Well, the video
don't
you made where you got
any harassment. The number of times that he harassed the shit out of people.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, good for him if he's getting some vagina. That's good. Nothing feels better than that. I mean, I'm sure if I were gay, I'd like some ass, but vagina.
He's probably hooking up with a hermaphrodite.
Probably. There's nothing wrong with
that. Or transsexual something. Yeah.
The guys on this conference line now, they'll tell you it feels good. Right, Ted, you got a vasectomy, so you don't even have to wear rubber and shit, man. You're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're a cream pie. Sorry.
What the hell are you talking about?
Cream pie machine.
Why wouldn't you? If I had a vasectomy, that's what I told Brent Westwood. I was like, hey, man, you got that vasectomy a month ago. And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, you got to do that cream pie with your wife now. I was like, what? I'm like, yeah, man, of course.
I don't even know what that means.
If you're married, come on. That's why you got the vasectomy. So you're married. You got one partner. and you're gonna, you know, you're gonna finish the deed without having to wear anything, you know?
That's what that means?
Yeah, that's what it's for. From what I understand.
I thought that was like what humans have done since antiquity.
You don't have
now to. Now there's a special name for it.
It's getting a reception. No, but you know what a cream pie is. You finish inside, you know? It's like, come on.
You don't watch that porno, Ted Webb, or is it blocked?
Yeah, Katie.
Dick Soup in the chat says you need to call KDK back and do a...
ask him what a cream pie is.
No, do a survey about his recent interview.
Circumcision.
Leave him alone. He's going to go get laid. He's happy. That's what he really needs.
He doesn't sound happy.
He's going to his night job as a lot lizard over
at
the
truck. Calling you negative. He sounds super negative.
God. God bless the guy, though.
He did that last week when we called him on, I think, either the Friday or the Saturday show. He was like, no, I'm not going to do a prank with you. And he was just being a real asshole about it.
Yeah. Well, that's, I still want to hear that. That was last Saturday. Yeah, or Friday. Saturday. You and Aaron were on the line with him.
Yeah, Brad's been trying to call him, trying to get him to do a prank with him.
That's why I called him too. Brad sent me the number. Brad's on a mission to get KDK on our side, I guess. There's a dude named Gary who wants to bring a show over to the Madhouse Network. I've seen your message. When the show's over, I'll send you a Skype invite and an email address so we can figure out what you got going on, what your show's like, and when you'd want to go on. No problem. That goes for anybody else listening who wants to take a stab at taking a show. But you got to have a good microphone and a good headset to start out with, you know, man? They got to be able to do it. If you say, I want to do a show, okay. And then you're like, well, what do I do now? Like, well, do the research. I'm going to do one more prank call, and I'm going to call it a night. A little bit earlier than normal, but that's what it is.
You whore.
Sorry. Did we call Brian Cambridge already?
The UK number?
Yeah, UK number. Here's someone else. Who wants to do this? Anyone?
UK?
Yeah, Snoswell. Sure. All right.
I'll talk to them.
Brian Cambridge. I may or may not have called him already. If I did, I'm sorry, but...
Okay.
Whatever. There you go. Good luck. And then a high note.
Hello. May I speak with Brian Cambridge, please? I know you're there. This is David Snoswell with the Royal Service. Answer immediately. It's imperative. Okay, well, guess they're not going to talk to me.
I guess not. No, they hung up anyway. Okay. Well, I'm done. I'm going to take some medicine for my head and watch some Netflix and take a nap. I'm going to play video games, like KDK would say, because no one's sending him numbers. Okay.
We're sandbagging you.
You're sandbagging me. Ted already disconnected, so good night, Ted, I guess. Thanks for being rude and not saying bye, like a gentleman. Bye, Neo. Take care. Good talking to you again.
See ya.
See ya. Big Baz, see you later. You're out of here on your ass.
Yeah, later.
All right. Ken the horse fucker, you're out of here, man.
House Negro.
All right. I'll set up the fantasy football team this weekend. Milkman, are you here still? You were here. You talked about circumcision a moment ago, remember? Milkman? Milkman's trying to talk. Anyway, while Milkman is working on coming back, I'm going to say big... Hey, ha ha ha. Want to say thank you to everyone listening on the Cacti Radio... Excuse me, the former Cacti Radio Network, which is now Live Prank Call Network. That's over at phonelosers.org, I guess would be the site to go to. Ted, you just heard him on with us for the night. He's at blueplanetprankradio.net, I think. I always screw it up. I got to put that shit on a sticky and leave it right here on the monitor, man, because every time I come to say it, I don't know exactly what to say. Blue Planet Prank Radio, we're on there. And, of course, everyone listening on 98.6 The Mouth, our Madhouse station on 24/7, and the YouTube watchers, we appreciate you all. Milkman, take us out of here like only you can.
Oh, yeah. All right. Wow, there you go. Another fantastic install. Oh, there's the ball!
close. All right, man, we had a lot of people showed up tonight. Thanks a lot, Ted Webb, Bud Webb, and everybody for stopping by, and Neo, and Ken, and Baz, and everybody else. Thanks a lot. Yeah, but definitely got to get our fists held high for the numbers hit. Man, thank you so much, and Lonesome Loser, we did that, man. That's right. Everybody that stopped in and joined us here, everybody listened in, and that's right. It's not an anniversary until it's an anniversary. But anyway, thank everybody for sticking around for all this time. And welcome you to come back next week, because we do this every week. It's an active show you can find right here on the internet, man. We do this thing for free, totally 100% for free. We drop the time. We just ask you, give us the time. Bring a friend of radio. Bring an enemy. They're always welcome right here in the bathhouse. But we do it without our fearless leader, the Hermanito. K-Poy, my brother. Thank you so much, man.
Yes, thank you, Milkman. And, of course, a big thank you to Lonesome Loser for helping us, as always. Milkman, I already thanked you, but I always like to give you another thanks because you're the man. Yeah, Brent loves it when Lonesome is around. He's like, oh, man, I can't find Lonesome. It's going to be a bad night. Because Lonesome does a good job helping us out. Not just us. He helps out, you know, other shows on this network and elsewhere. He has got a good relationship with KDK and Rev and stuff like that, so that's cool. All right, we're calling it a night. Y'all have a good weekend. We will talk to you on the flip side next week on August the 8th. 8/8/13 will be our next show. Be on the lookout. I might be in the mood to do a show during the day, Monday morning or Tuesday morning. Milkman's usually sleeping at that time, so he can't join us. But I do a pretty good job.
I might be coming on Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday morning. All right, we'll
talk. Let me know. We're for sure what our time is, and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I'm available.
Okay, well, we'll
hey,
talk.
You know what? I want you to give me a call after this thing here, man. But I want to mention one thing. Have you checked out the Moga Pro Bluetooth controller for Android platform?
No, I have not.
Dude, this thing's fucking bomb, dude. I finally figured out how to get it working and programmed, dude. And this thing is great, man. You can just go, like, it's just like on the PlayStation on your phone, dude. That's exactly what it's like, because you get the same kind of controller with all the buttons on it.
On a tiny screen.
Oh,
sounds
man.
Excellent.
Yeah, you don't have to touch the screen no more, man. I just put it over, you know, on, like, on the easel there, you know, whatever. And it's got room. Actually, you can hold it on the controller. Smaller phones, I think, up to, like, the S, what is it? The Galaxy Note is the biggest it'll take on there.
Oh, that's
pretty
big.
Hold it inside the cradle. It's fucking cool, dude.
That's
lithium
cool.
Battery.
Cool. All right, man. I'll talk to you. All right, bye, everybody.
Ah. Oh.